So, Yusuf, thank you for giving us your time and sharing your story. Tell us about what you had been going through before you hooked up with Dr. Alan Vodkin.
Okay. Well, before I had hooked up with Dr. Vodkin, I was had been going through a lot of pain, a lot of guilt, a lot of feelings that I could not address about events that had happened to me during the Vietnam War. Things that I avoided, I had medicated myself with drugs and alcohol. I could not find answers, and I couldn't find anybody to talk to. I more or less kept it to myself, and I just walked around like that.
What was it that was haunting you?
That was haunting me?
Yeah, what was it? What were the images, or was there a particular person that you were grieving the loss of?
Well, there were several things. One time we did an ambush, and I killed what I thought was two North Vietnamese soldiers, but it was actually three people. One of them was a kid, 12 or 13 years old, and I could see his face with the faces of my children, and I just went nuts.
And you say the faces of your children because you just kept thinking about that boy in relationship to your own kids.
Yes, I felt guilty.
And talk about grief versus sadness. What did you feel most often and more profoundly, grief or sadness? I mean, guilt or sadness?
I felt guilty.
Yeah.
I felt guilty. I felt like that. I didn't come there to shoot children and things of this nature. I came there to fight the enemies of the United States, which I thought were communists, which I associated that with being adults. And it was just devastating for me to leave there with the fact of knowing that I had killed this young person.
So you experienced the EMDR therapy, and it triggers an induced after-death communication. With whom do you communicate?
Okay. Dislike focus. When we go into it, when I go into it, I, what do I feel? Who am I trying to talk to? Who am I trying to reach?
Sure.
And from there, we like get into an altered state of like consciousness. And this is so real. This is so profound that I can actually go there and I can actually communicate with these people.
Do you go and talk to that 12-year-old boy?
Yes, I do.
What do you say to each other?
I think that initially I asked the 12-year-old kid to forgive me. I broke down, and that was the main thing I wanted to say. Would you please forgive me? And some kind of way, I believe it would be telepathy, that the child, the face, the image was able to communicate with me and tell me that they had forgave me and that they were someplace else, a better place, and things like that, and that they wanted me to be happy.
Did they, did any of your victims with whom you spoke, did they specifically say, don't feel bad about this, you know, let this go, move on, and were you able to do that?
That seemed to be the norm. That seemed to be the case with four or five different instances that they would be telling me that they were at a better place, they were at peace with themselves, and for me to move on and be happy with myself.
And were you able to?
I was able to get some relief. I was able to it's almost like I had a different conception of death. It's like they changed me. It was like that death is not death. Death is a change. Death is not, there's no beginning. There is no end. There is only change. And at that juncture, I began to accept change and accept death as being change.
After you had your after-death communication with that boy, were you able to stop picturing him at the same time you pictured your own children?
I was able to. Yes, I would. I felt exonerated.
That's an interesting choice of words. I'm glad. I'm so glad you do. And do you have, like Tom was talking about, he still felt like he had some work left. Do you feel like you're good now?
I'm not well, no. I'm still searching. I'm still trying to find different ways of, different ways of accepting myself, accepting my part in this thing, the war and all of that. It's like reprocessing something and desensitizing things.
Right.
I'm able to. I can't forget it, but I can live with it. I can manage it.
Is it hard for you, the fact that we're in some respects anyway, a Vietnam-like situation right now in Iraq?
I have to avoid watching that. It triggers me.
Yeah.
The young cats they're dying over there, and they don't fully understand why they're there. The public is out crying about, well, we shouldn't be there. Why are we there? And things like that. Almost like it was back in the 60s when we were in Vietnam.
Youssef, thank you so much, and I wish you peace, and I hope you find that place, and you keep communicating with however this spirit comes to you that keeps telling you to let go and that you're able to move on finally. Okay?
Okay.
And completely.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All right.